Yeah, Catherine, I mean, North Innishowen here in particular is extremely badly affected. Like, we have up to 7 post offices now, and if you take the ones that's been closed, they will be closed over the next couple of months, and, you know, that's very detrimental to rural Innishowen and to the people off rural Innishowen. And, you know, I think this needs to be seriously looked at by the government and by the Post Office Association themselves to, you know, relocate those post offices to shops within rural Ireland, and the shops that are in those little rural parts of Innishowen are prepared, and I've met with a number of them, are prepared to take on the post office network and take on the post office structure. But, you know, they're saying that they're not going to relocate these post offices, and I think that's going to have a big knock-on effect to the rural areas. You know, with the post office closing, the fact that then that those people have to move then to the bigger towns to do their shopping, to pick up their post, to go to the post office, you know, that takes a lot of the trade that those small shops are dependent on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, that really make the wick for them. If that trade's taken away, the next thing you know, that those shops are not viable no more, and that will be post offices closed, shops closed, and, you know, where are we going in rural Ireland? Because if we keep going down the road, we're going down the path, within the next 5 or 6 years, there will be nothing left in rural Ireland.
Is there a chance that the government may consider this proposal for most of the proposed closures of post offices to relocate them into small rural shops?
Well, they're saying that they're not going to do that, but they have done that in other areas. They have done that in Sligo, and they have done that in a number of other areas around Ireland, where they have relocated post offices to shops. But they're saying in this circumstances here, they're not going to do that. But I feel that I know the Dáil is back today, and I know our own party will be taking it up in the Dáil. I met with Deputy McCullough just a couple of days ago to go over all this and to discuss the post office situation, and we met with different people that are being affected by this. But, you know, I think the government now have to take a serious look at this. I don't think they realised that it was going to be such a big hit that it did have, that there was going to be such a big backlash from the people over this. It was taken out at a time over the summer when the Dáil was in recess, and I think they hoped that it would die away by the time the Dáil would be back, but it hasn't. And, you know, the people out there are just about sick at this stage of rural Ireland being hit all the time, because there's no post offices being closed in the cities. This is all happening again in rural Ireland, and we're back to the same scenario where rural Ireland has been hit over and over and over again. And, you know, there has to come a time when we have to say stop, and we can't take this anymore. And I think that time has come, because if we don't, as I said, within the next 5 to 10 years, there will be no prospect of anything happening in rural Ireland. The next thing that will be happening is our schools will be closing, and at that stage, rural Ireland's finished.